Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS and KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. Oh my gosh, it's hot.
Oh, it's gross.
Damn.
It's like suffocating.
Like, I knew it was going to be hot. And then when I walked out to get my car, like about 11, I just walked out to get in my car. It's not like I was paving a road. I was like, holy crap. Mm-hmm.
It was hot this morning. I left the gym at 8:15 and I was...
Here we go.
Expecting to be cooled off by the sweet morning air. And I was like, ugh. This is terrible.
Oh, you guys don't know what Dave did to me when I came in.
What did he do?
Today.
It's what Dave didn't do to you.
Dave didn't do or did do. So I sent everyone a text. Wheeler, I don't know if you were on there. Sorry. But I said, I'm at Walgreens. What do you guys need? Because Rach got a little fridge for our office. So we get Coke Zero, regular Coke. I got Dave some Red Bull because I'm nice. I got some almonds and pistachios for the office. So plus I have my big bag with my laptop. Blah, blah, blah. I have my purse and four bags filled with soda.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not light. So I walked in the office and, you know, Dave's at his computer, which so he would be sideways to me when I walk in. He turns around and looks at me and goes, oh, wow. And then he turned back around.
Wow, Dave. How gentlemanly.
In my defense, you are like a Bedouin. You are like... the guys in the Middle East that ride camels and are just covered with sacks all the time. Like, mm-hmm. I rarely see you walking through the hallways when you're not carrying a bunch of stuff.
I'll give you that.
Right? So seeing you laden with wares was like, oh, there's Trish. Okay.
Oh, wow. Let me look at this picture on my computer.
Yeah, I should have helped, though.
That would have been nice.
It's actually funnier that you didn't, though.
You're right.
You did it for the show.
You're right.
Oh, I started laughing. Funnier.
You did it for the show, right?
Right then yeah. And there.
As soon as she said it, and she set down her 18 Walgreens sacks, I was like, oh, yeah, I probably did. Please could have carried the almonds. So I am leaving today at 4:30. Phoebe plays lacrosse, and I have yet to see a game this year. I had a couple of them where I was scheduled to go, and we had like Cardinals stuff screwed it up.
Right now.
So I'm going to take off today at 4:30, and Wheels is going to take over, and then Wheels has to go somewhere, and then Rachel take over. So don't worry, you're in good hands. And I've never told this story on KMOX. These guys know it. I think Trish and Wheels, you'll like this one. So I was an athlete when I was in high school, and I played baseball, and I hurt my arm. I couldn't play, and I had always been fast. So the track coach said, well, you should run the 100. Okay. So it's my very first meet, and I'd never ran competitively against anyone. I had no idea if I would win. I'd get last place. I'd embarrass myself. I was super nervous. And my dad loved to watch me play Little League sports, but he had never seen me play high school sports. My dad was a working man. He was a carpenter, and he got off at a certain time, and that was it. You don't leave early to go see your son play sports. And so I was, it was at Bethalto, and I'm in the blocks. I'm just so nervous. I just don't want to embarrass myself. And the gun goes off, and I take off sprinting. And about halfway through the 100, I realize I'm winning. So that's pretty exciting. And I look down the lane, and I see my dad standing in my lane wearing his carpenter's outfit. Like, he left early, came, didn't even tell me. And I literally, it's a true story, won the race, ran through the tape, and ran right into his arms. Isn't that great?
That's sweet.
Isn't that cool?
I'm like crying, and I've heard this story 50 times. I'm like,
it was so sweet. Because my dad was a sweet guy, but he wasn't that kind of sweet. Mm-hmm. Like, it was shocking that he was there.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
So basically what you're saying is you're going to be really disappointed if Phoebe doesn't run into your arms.
Yeah.
If, say you're going to be behind the goal. Yeah, like after something happens, be like
if
arms
score
out.
A goal where I can run out and put her on my shoulders, I'll be so mad.
She's going to need to bring home a W, I think is what you're saying.
It's got to be almost over, right? Is it winding down soon? Oh, okay. When do they get out of school?
Like in another week or so, the seniors, I think, are already out. The seniors get out a week earlier than everyone else, which what? I've never heard of, but thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I think my niece is done. She graduates Friday from Nearinks.
Oh, congratulations.
Congrats,
that's awesome.
Caroline. Yeah, so very exciting.
My high school, we got done. The seniors got done like almost a month before everybody else.
Yeah, me too.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
We got to go on our little senior trip. It was to a Bible camp, so it wasn't that fun.
But your school sucked.
But we did get off of school way earlier than everyone else, so that was awesome. And get this. This is right when everybody had a cell phone.
Yeah.
It wasn't a smartphone, but you had a cell phone. But it was still in the times where you used it so little that I remember we left at like 3 o'clock in the morning to start on the trip, and I realized I was like, oh no, I left my phone at home, and that was the only thought I ever had about it for a week. And I came home and it was still charged after an entire week.
Amazing.
The good old days.
Trish talks about you used to skip all the time and you would like write excuses, right?
Oh, my sister would call for me.
I wasn't so much a good kid. I was just a scared kid. Like I was afraid to get in trouble. So I only skipped twice. Once was senior skip day, which my mom and dad were still really against, but it's just like a tradition. The other time, a buddy of mine, his dad had an office / apartment where I think he lived half the time. And we went there and I pretended to drink whiskey. And then we went back to school, and there is an all-school, like, what do you call those?
Assembly.
And so I had to pretend to act drunk.
Because everybody else was?
No, just okay. Because my buddy, who was cool, he was like Ramjet quality, who really drank whiskey and was really drunk. And when you're 17 pretending to be whiskey drunk and you don't know what that looks like, it's pretty bad.
Okay, so what were you doing?
I can't even imagine.
It was I went too far that way. Like I was
stumbling and stuff.
I mean, yeah. I didn't want anyone to
throwing
think I
floor.
Was drunk, but him. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I wasn't looking to get in trouble. So I'd be like, turn to my right, talking to someone and being like, oh, I'm really enjoying this assembly today. And then I turn back to him and be like, I just love it. And like, I turn back and.
So you're just taking like stage slips whenever you're with him.
100%.
So did he believe it? Did he buy it?
I think he was drunk enough he did.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I was a huge fake drinker. So in high school, we would go to a drive-in back when they had drive-ins, and there was always drinking. And I would just. First of all, beer sucked. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I don't know that anyone
like
has their first beer and they're like, I'll never drink water again. So I would take a tiny sip and then be like, look, it's Bigfoot. And then pour the rest out and be like, I'm wasted. And then I literally didn't drink. Then I became very religious and didn't drink or do anything like that until, God, halfway through law school.
We were partying like old men. Like, seriously.
I bet.
Like, Mad Dog 2020.
Like, you were for real drinking.
Purple Cigars. Passion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was, like, full on.
What's Purple Passion?
It was Everclear.
Oh, my.
Mixed with a purplish flavor.
Here we go. All right.
I told you, I would take orders on Friday from everyone who was coming to this party.
You were a bad kid.
And I would dress up in my sister's clothes, who's 9 years older than me. So I'm 16, she's 25. And I dressed up in her clothes, stole her license.
She wasn't in on it.
Oh, no. She had no idea. And then we would go to Lottery Exchange in Illinois because it was easy there.
But you could have been 8.
Right.
You didn't have to go that far.
I would go in and we would have like 2 cartfuls. I'm
of
sorry.
Everclear.
I would go in by myself. We also got Milwaukee's Best because that's all. You know, it's what you
the
could
beast.
Afford
right.
at the time. So I'd check out and everything. And the guy would help me out to the car. Meanwhile, my girlfriend gets out to help us as well in her school uniform. And we're just loading up the trunk.
So would you try to be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm getting a text from my patient right now. Like,
I'm taking care of my little sister. This is my baby sister.
I probably said something like that.
He carries the beer for me.
But we did it every weekend.
Mm,
and then I got
awesome.
One time I did get I don't know if it's arrested or just brought to the station.
Mm. let's linger on that, shall we?
Tell
me time
more.
I don't know what it's called.
Well, I didn't get a ticket or anything, but
they wanted to scare you.
Yes, I was at the Magic Market in Kirkwood, which is no longer there, I don't believe, or it's something else. And I bought the beer and then went outside.
Wonder why they went out of business.
And there was a cop waiting and he asked to see my ID and I gave it to him like a dummy. So then he kept it, obviously. But they took me to the station. And so I called my house hoping like one of my older sisters would answer. And my older sister, who the license I stole, it was her license. She's like, Dad, Trisha's on the phone. She's at the police station.
You got ratted out.
And they won't give her back my ID.
I was going to say, they have her ID. So I'd be pretty ticked off. I'm not going to lie.
So were you mad at her?
Yes.
Yeah, you should have been.
Yes, I was mad at her.
No, Trish got her ID stolen.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know, man. That's a pretty grave offense.
I mean, don't you kind of expect that if you're the older brother?
Although I may not tell my parents, but there would be a price to pay for sure.
Oh, she ratted me out. Well, then he had to come get me.
How'd that go?
That was not fun.
Did you?
He is silent.
Real cry, fake cry.
Oh, I'm sure I was bawling because just his look at you could, you know, make you stand still in your tracks.
How long were you in the joint?
Yeah, did they put you in a cell?
No, I don't think so. I did have my picture taken, though, and I probably still have it. So
oh,
I
my gosh.
You're going to juvie.
You have a 16-year-old mugshot?
I am on the internet.
Scare me. I don't think it, like, went through the system or anything.
You're looking up her mugshot.
I'm trying to.
No, it wasn't like that.
Did you save it in an album?
The river.
They didn't even have the internet back then. It was 1990 or 1989.
Mugshot database.
Awesome.
Wheels?
I've never, ever been, like, detained by the police. I did get almost in trouble once because we were driving back from a team event in high school. And my buddy thought it would be hilarious to throw firecrackers in my car as we were driving down the highway.
Oh, my God.
So my car is loaded with smoke and a smoke, you know, they throw the smoke bomb in there. My head's out the window as I'm driving down the highway so I can see. And I finally pull over. I know. We pull over and I'm like, my buddy's like, I can't grab it. It's too hot. We're like, and things are exploding in the backseat of my car. And then state troopers pull up and we're like, I'm like, great. This is going to be amazing. So we did do the whole step out of the car, put your hands on the... on the thing, we're going to search your car. We got reports you guys were throwing firecrackers on. I'm like, no. Some guy I don't know, even though it was my buddy, threw firecrackers in the car with us, and you can see the burn marks and everything. I said, but you won't find any matches. You won't find anything else. I'm telling you, we were the victims. I don't think I said victims. I said it wasn't our fault.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Tom Hill, boy, I kicked his ass later.
You being all logical and wheelerish.
I was, too. I was already like, sir, there was no problem here. Everything is good.
I've been arrested a few times.
And really?
First time, it was at the end of law school, and we were at Off-Broadway. And just, it's one of two times I've been legit whiskey drunk. And my roommate came out and he's like, I just saw a guy punch a hole in the bathroom wall. And I'm like, I need to see it. So I went in there and I'm standing there and the bouncer comes in and he thought that I did it. But I don't think he cared. So he grabbed all of us and he took our IDs and said, you can't leave, and shut the door and called the cops. Well, I'm 4 days away from graduating from WashU Law School. I'm wasted and I'm a jerk. So I'm like, this is false imprisonment. I'm going to own this place. You, sir, you work for me now. Ma'am, you are my employee. And I'm doing all, I'm just. So the cops show up and I continue my rant. I'll own you. And I'll never forget. And so I'm outside and this cop who looks like a 7-foot white version of a bowling pin. Okay. He's just enormous. And he takes his baton out and he lays it so gently on my forehead. And he said, if you don't shut the F up, I'm going to split your skull.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And he said it in a way like he really means this.
Like he's done this before.
Exactly. And so whoop, I zipped it up and I was so afraid that the firm that hired me, Guilfoyle, Petzl & Shoemake, would find out and not want me to work for them. Unbeknownst to me, one of their legal secretaries and her husband owned Off-Broadway.
Oh,
she was afraid that this jackass law student was really going to sue and own the place.
Oh.
So she went to one of the partners and got legal advice about me not knowing it was me.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So how did that, you still got hired?
It didn't come out until about 6 months in, and then everyone thought it was very funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's nuts.
It was not good.
I mean, what are the chances?
Not good at all. God.
I mean, like, this many years later, it's great. I'm sure at the time it was not.
Oh, it was terrible. And then I found out it was my stupid roommate that punched the wall. He didn't see a guy do it. He did it.
Oh, God.
And when we got home, he's like, you're going to love this. I punched the wall. Like, this is like, what? Okay. I didn't know how I was going to work this in, but this is perfect after I just detailed my arrest record. Okay, go with me on this. It's not about what it seems to be. Watching that show the other day, I was watching about people being attacked by bears. And it's crazy how long it takes sometimes and how you are just experiencing it in real time. And you go, at first you're freaked out and you're thinking, how do I get out of this bear's jaws? And then, like, I should go to the grocery store. You know what I mean? It's just like this crazy, I'm being attacked by a bear. I'm purely reacting to everything. Okay? Got that?
Yeah.
That's how I feel like I have lived my life. Like, I see people like Charlie. Charlie Brennan's going to be on today, 4 o'clock, because he's retiring tomorrow. Charlie's wife is a banker. Charlie's Charlie. He probably has the first dollar he ever made. He's retiring at 62. Like, Charlie has lived a Charlie Brennan good life, seemingly. I mean, who knows what he's got in the closet, but I'm just saying, like, that guy did it right. I feel like my whole life, I've lived it as if I'm being attacked by a bear. For real. It's just like, I'm just, if I hadn't hit the lottery 21 years ago and fell into this job and been successful, who knows where I would be? Like,
so you feel like you're reacting to things rather than like planning them out?
My whole life. Whole life. Yes. And I'm 57.
I get that.
So I don't see that change. I don't see like turning 60 and being like, well, let me look at my portfolio. Like, no, I just run as fast as I can and trip a lot of people and just hope to make it to the finish line. Does that resonate with anyone?
I get what you're saying.
Rach, you're not a bear attack person.
Not as much, but.
So can I maybe ask it a different way to everybody? Like, I think I know what you're saying, but do you feel like you're still waiting for something to happen? Like, I don't know what that is. Like, something in your life to happen to where it stables you or grounds you or
real life begins or something?
Yes.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I was until maybe like a few years ago, and then I kind of realized.
Oh my God,
like,
you're more mature than me?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that, but I did realize like, oh, this is probably it. Like, you know, I'm like 28, 29,
Andrew
whatever it was.
Andrew Stoles was like, I am now until he was 25.
Yeah, and then I was like, I don't know, this is probably it. See, I don't entirely agree with your assessment of you, though, because I have seen you reacting to things, but then I've also seen sort of the chips being down and you're like, all right, I actually do know how to deal with this. And like,
yeah
you're very capable.
I'm very capable. Cause you know, who's really capable? People being attacked by a bear.
Well, sometimes people do get eaten by bears.
I'm so much better when there's a bear in the yard than when there's no bear in the yard. If we're just having a picnic, I'll dick it up. If a bear comes in, you want me there.
Oh, I'm way better at last minute things than if I have.
You're
time
more of a bear
prepare.
Attack person.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
234 DGS. So it's about 95 out there, and I'm going to see my daughter play lacrosse, 515, and just heard from her mom, and she's like, oh, you know, Phoebe doesn't do well in the heat. And I brought that up, and Wheels, who's like whiter than paper and played college sports in Miami, was like, let me tell you how you do it.
Yeah, let me tell you about heat, first of all. Obviously, you know, the main thing that I got taught, because I came from the Midwest, I didn't know anything of heat down
Michigan.
There. Yeah. So when I got down there, the trainers were like, listen, man, you need to drink water 24/7. They're like, the water you drink the day before, the night before, is what's going to save you the day of. If you're trying to catch up on that day, you're done. It's too late. You're not going to do it. So they explained all that. They explained, you know, make sure you eat a lot of fruit like grapes and apples and things like that, because it'll stay with you. But man, I only learned that after I learned the hard lesson of passing out from heat, in like that 95 to 100 degree kind of, what do you call that? Heat index thing. So we would do track on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the fall, right? And in the fall in Miami, like August and September, is 95 plus every day. Ugh. Every day. And you're on a track, which is made of rubber. So it's hotter on that track than it is if you're just walking around. So we're doing all our sprints, and I was crappy, and I was like the worst guy on the team. So I'm not going to finish last. I'm always going to keep up. And I'm running like full speed. We're doing some 200-meter thing or whatever. And it starts to look like cloudy. You know how it looks like when clouds start to roll in? I'm like, huh, it's getting cloudy. And I'm still running. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute. Feels like I'm entering a tunnel because the clouds are just going right around my face.
Wow.
And then the next thing I remember, I'm being carried off the track by two trainers.
Look, it's cloudy.
Next thing I remember is just I'm being carried. I've got a trainer under each arm. They're walking me and they're talking to me. They're like, keep your eyes open. Wheeler, keep your eyes open. Listen to me. Nod your head. Keep your eyes open. And then the next thing I remember after that is I'm in a tub of ice water.
Wow.
Like I woke up, jumped. Oh. I'm like, what? They're like, no, stay there. You can't move. You got to stay there. You need like 15, 20 minutes in there. We got to get your body temperature down. I'm like, what happened? And they're like, well, you went down face first onto the track. And they were like, why were you telling me to keep my eyes open? Like, oh, that's how we know how bad it is. If you can do that and follow commands, you're okay.
Makes
if you
sense.
Can't, you're we have to call an ambulance because you're
sense.
Going down. And so that happened three times during
wow.
that, during like the first month of all of this. So then that became also a running gag for the team.
I bet.
So we had a mascot, right? You ever see the Philly Fanatic, Philadelphia
yeah.
Phillies? Kind of like that.
Okay.
A little shorter nose, but he's at every game, super famous, funny as hell. He ended up being the mascot for the Miami Marlins and all that. This guy was great. And the players had taught him to do the wheeler. And so the guys would yell from the dugout during a game. They'd be like, Maniac, do the wheeler! And he would look over and he would nod his head and he'd just pretend he was running and then fall flat on his face.
That's so funny.
And I thought the first time I thought I was going to die laughing. I mean, I was like crying. My stomach hurt so bad. And it was like, you know, all the seniors were the ones that were calling for it. A couple of the guys that were, one guy was Cuban, one guy was Puerto Rican. They were like, Duty Wheeler! And I'm like, what is that? And then I see it and I'm like, oh my God.
That's great.
Thankfully that only lasted freshman year. But it was pretty amazing. But it's also, like, it's scary stuff.
Hell yeah.
Like, we didn't know anything about that stuff back then, and now you're pretty, you know, it's a little bit more aware.
Now, I've talked about when I went to college to run track, it was half as hard as high school sports. For real. In Roxana, sports were everything. And the doubles in football is the hardest physical thing I've ever done in my life. And you couldn't get a drink the entire, like, three-hour practice because they're making a man out of you. And they would have fountains going in an open field, puddles everywhere that we would have to do workouts around. But if you were to give in to your weakness of thirst and go over and get a drink, you're off the team.
That's
how
horrible.
Stupid is that?
So stupid.
That's torturous.
I mean, it's just the dumb. I mean, we were all so dumb. Well, we weren't. We were kids. But, like, adults were so dumb in those years. Like, you're weak if you need what your body craves.
Right.
Like, oh, look at you trying to survive.
So what do you think about just, okay, high school kids even or practicing on a day like today?
It's fine if you do it right. I mean, if you're teaching them how to hydrate themselves and how to handle it. I mean, I coach baseball all summer long. We do this stuff all summer long. Daytime, like 2-3 games a day sometimes on the weekends. And it's definitely about that. But you also have to be, like, aware of how the kids look. Like, if somebody's really weird or slow or they don't seem like they're with it, you got to get them out. And you got to get some water, get some ice on their forehead, things like that. But, I mean, it's not that hard to do as long as you're not really dumb about
it. Well, I guess there's that fine line, too, between calling out somebody who's just complaining and then somebody who's, like, legit suffering from heat exhaustion or something.
Well, what we learned basically in the late 90s, because we had some NFL players die at practice.
Yes.
Corey Stringer was one of them, one of the most famous ones, the offensive lineman for the Vikings. He had some college players dying from the heat around that time, and where everybody was like, okay, listen, this is not a toughness test.
Yes.
If somebody says that they're feeling that way, even if you don't believe them, you got to take care of it because you can't take the risk.
Well, think about if it was the opposite. Think about if it was 10 degrees and you're like, okay, we're all going to put on bikinis, we're going to go out in this, and what kind of punk are you if you can't take it? I mean, it's just so dumb. Have anyone else ever passed out?
Yeah. Mine's not as exciting or interesting, though. I was
Golden Corral.
I was no, even stupider. I was cleaning my old bedroom at my parents' house, which is on the second floor, and it was in like a big like cedar closet where I was like cleaning things out and sorting things through and everything. And there was no air or anything up there, and no windows or anything, and there hadn't been for a very long time, so it was just like stuffy as anything. And I was like cleaning out the closet, throwing stuff in the bag, and I was thinking, boy, it's hot. It is just hot in here. And then kind of the same situation as Kevin, like I just kind of like woke up and my wife and my mother were like, what is going on? And I'm like, I don't know. Why are you yelling at me? And so we went to the like ER and they looked me over and they were like, yeah, you're fine. It was just like a 2-second thing. You're back.
Have you guys ever done that? Because, I mean, other than the heat, I've done it a few times, too.
Really?
I almost passed out when they were doing the amniocentesis on my wife when she was pregnant with my daughter.
Oh, wow.
Like, I saw the needle near the kid's foot, and I was just like,
that had to be
like, my wife's got, like, a 12-inch needle in her stomach.
Right.
And I'm leaning on the wall. Out. I'm sliding down the wall, and the nurses are like, he'll be fine. Don't worry. It happens all the time.
Not about you, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I know you guys know this, but when we went in to have Phoebe, it was C-section. At MoBAP, 1 o'clock appointment, never forget it. Hi, we're the Glovers, here to have a baby. And they were walking us back to our room, and there's like, you know, 5 or 6 rooms, and they have the pull sheets, you know, the drapes covering them. And we walked by one, and there was a pool of blood. And we looked at each other like, oh, my God. And there just goes, oh, I'm so sorry. The husband was filming, and he passed out and broke his nose.
Oh, my God.
I bet there's so many stories like that.
My friend.
I love him.
My friend had his first baby a couple of years ago, and his wife had to have a C-section for it. And so when we all were able to gather for a bit in the hospital and talk about it, and, you know, I asked him, I was like, so how was the C-section? Everything go well? And he was like, yeah, it was no big deal. Because she had been a little freaked out. He's like, it's no big deal. There's nothing to worry about. There's no problem. Later, he pulls me aside, like, outside in the hallway, and he goes, I saw her intestines. I saw her intestines. Ah. They had her intestines
out.
Oh, my God.
Well, I was like, it's all right, buddy. It turned out okay.
So Dr. Tobler, I don't know. Does Randy still do a show on 97.1?
No.
I don't think so. Okay. Well, he was like the OBGYN forever. And then he started doing radio. And he's Mr. Conservative. And he had a weekend show. And it was everything to him. And this has been 17 years ago. And he was delivering Phoebe. And there's like a sheet up, of course, so I can't see Maureen's intestines, but I can tell he's pulling them out and putting it on her chest. and he's just about to pull Phoebe out. Absolutely true story. And he stops. He looks at me and he goes, he wasn't kidding. Can I ask you a question about the ratings? And I'm like, yeah, in about 5 minutes when you pull my daughter out. Oh, and my God. He goes, oh, you're right, right,
once
right.
Once all the organs are back when they need to be, we can talk ratings.
But I could see that. Like, I don't know how they do C-sections. I haven't
either.
Seen it, but I could see him take things from her,
yeah.
Pull them out and sit them down.
I think that's how they do it. They like take the intestines out through the stomach and then just reach in and.
I doubt that's true.
Well,
but
there's more scientific
through the stomach.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Do you know anyone that gives more disinformation to a wider audience than Andrew?
The lower stomach. I don't know what you call
much
it.
Confidence.
Oh, okay, the lower intestines. That's fine. Just the small intestines. Yeah, that's the stank on it.
Yes.
Is he sells it.
I know. This
lesser
is what
minds
happens.
Out there are going to go home and tell their dumb wives, like, yeah, you pulled your intestines out. That's the way they do it. The baby's in the intestines.
That's how he understood it.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 249. Happy Wednesday.
Can I talk about something and see if I'm being a jerk or if you guys agree with me?
Yes.
Have you seen that some vegans especially have been protesting that Starbucks charges more for almond milk and coconut milk and soy milk? So what they've been doing is taking their hand and super gluing it to a counter and I guess just saying, like, this is wrong. We should pay the same amount as everyone else.
Okay.
So this has happened several times, and now the actor James Cromwell, I guess he's most recently known for his role in Succession, he did that yesterday, I guess, super glued his hand to a Starbucks counter, and I guess he's vegan. He was wearing like a all animals are my friend shirt or something like that, and he was talking about how animal cruelty, all the stuff that goes into dairy milk. Okay, that's all well and good. I respect your views as a vegan. What I don't necessarily respect is, and look at me standing up for the giant corporation that is Starbucks, but whenever you super glue yourself to a counter in one of those stores and refuse to leave, you're not getting at Mr. Starbucks. Like, you're just inconveniencing the workers who are not making very much money making lattes and who can do absolutely nothing about the price of your coffee.
Couldn't agree more.
The other thing is I wanted to know, like, okay, so are they just upcharging people because they can, or is almond milk actually much more expensive? I know Wheeler's an almond milk drinker. Mm-hmm. I am too. So I went to Schnucks' website and I looked up for a gallon of dairy milk. It's going for $3.49 right now. A half gallon of almond milk goes for $3.59. So it's obviously more expensive to stock the plant-based milk. So whenever they charge you another 80 cents for your swap out, it's not because they like maliciously hate you. It's because your drink costs more to make.
Yes. Go glue yourself to Silk.
Yeah.
Not to Starbucks.
Go glue yourself to the counter at a fast food place that charges you 40 cents for a slice of cheese on your burger. You know, I'm like, how stupid is, I mean, again, you want to make, I'm with Rachel, like, you want to make the bigger point, make the bigger point mm-hmm. about sustainability, whatever. But you're literally asking for something that costs more to make, and you want it at the same price.
Right.
Yeah. How stupid is that?
Yeah,
I'm going to go to Schnucks tomorrow, and I'm going to be like, hey, I want the gallon of almond milk for the same price as the gallon of regular milk, please.
I'm going to go super glue my hand at Weber Chevrolet because I want a Corvette for the price of a Malibu.
Yeah.
I'm just going to play devil's advocate because I'm like, okay.
Here we go.
I don't agree with it. I'm just playing devil's advocate. It is in the news and everyone's talking about it. I mean, that's why they do it ultimately is to get people talking. I don't think it's going to change anything. I think it's ridiculous. But that's the purpose, and it's working in that respect that people are talking
about. It's definitely getting them attention. It's negative attention in my book because I think in the past I would have went, oh, yeah, that really stinks, especially if you're vegan for, like, dietary issues. Like, Andrew's wife is allergic to milk, so she needs to get the vegan option. So, yeah, it does stink that they would upcharge her for it. But at to play devil's advocate on that, you don't have to go to Starbucks. It's yep. not a necessity yeah. in your life. You can go to a different coffee shop that's not going to charge you more. Like, it was, it's just the kind of thing where I look at it and I go, ugh.
I can't
There's
hope.
Actual, like, inequity in this world, and the fact that you're making it all about your latte is super weird to
when
me.
When you can clearly afford it as well.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, he was in Bay.
How much do they upcharge for it? Did they say that in the store anywhere?
I think it's 50 cents.
Yeah, up to 80 cents.
So you can pay the $8 for the coffee, but you can't pay the 50 cents. Yeah. Mm.
So what happens once James Cromwell has made his point and now he wants to leave? Like, the very same people
who, nail polish,
whose life you've just...
He scraped it off with a knife, for real.
That's what happened?
Yeah. He scraped his hand. Like, I guess he just did the in-between where you
so wasn't that
stick
hard?
The knife in between the glue.
Really getting himself out there.
He did something.
The other thing that might undermine your protest a little bit is because you've got the people upset that the protest is happening, and then they get up there and they're like, hey, it's the uncle from Succession. This is kind of cool.
Yeah, taking selfies.
Missing the point of the protest.
It'd be great if he was stuck there and couldn't move.
He's
and everybody's just like coming
publicity.
Up and going.
Yeah, I don't. There are some things that I understand, but I don't agree. I don't understand this because some things are more expensive than others. And you happen to take a stand in life that is laudable, but it costs you more money. That only happens all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you want, I don't understand. Does he want to be rewarded for his good doing? Is that what it is?
I think that what they want is to basically, I think where he's coming from is he wants them to stop serving dairy milk in general.
Oh, shut up.
But even so, they're still going to have to charge more for the thing that costs more.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like this whole idea, like I want
you know
the more expensive this, thing, but I don't want to pay the more expensive price.
This goes for so many things in life. If you are 1% of the population, whatever that means, whatever it is about you that makes you a 1% outlier, there should be places for you to get your cheap almond milk or to do whatever it is that you do. But don't expect the other 99% of us to conform to you. Like, you're the different one. And so...
Hey, I want the green seats at the ballpark for the same price as Upper Deck, damn it. It's only fair.
Great example.
I do like to get the almond milk at Starbucks, though, I will say. I pay for it,
Does
though.
It taste yeah. a lot different?
It tastes a little almondy, which I really like yeah. in my coffee, yeah. actually. So. But yeah, if I'm getting a latte, I don't want to drink that much dairy milk. It hurts my tum.
No one thinks about the almonds.
I mean...
It's always the cows.
I know. What about the oats? Got oat milk, too.
So why do you drink almond milk?
I don't know.
His wife buys it.
I actually do buy it. I actually like it better. I like it better now. I don't know why.
Yeah, once you switch, it's kind of good, you know?
I remember the day my mom switched from whole milk to 2%, and I put it on my cereal, and I almost threw up.
Really?
I'm like, this is just water.
God, you guys did whole milk?
Yeah, and now 2% tastes like half and half to me.
Yeah, now, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.